Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It is Tuesday, the 13th of August at 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be looking at what sorts of alternative investments should be considered. And we'll be looking at how companies can support future Irish Olympians with sponsorships and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ken Fox in the Irish Times reports that the state's so-called bad bank, NAMA, paid out around €1.5 million last year in redundancy and gardening leave payments as it continued to wind down its operations. The National Asset Management Agency said it had paid €1.1 million in redundancy to 16 different people, with payments ranging up to €150,000. Ronan Smith in the Irish Examiner reports that workers at appliance manufacturer Glen Dimplex's facility in Portadown will commence industrial action on Friday in a dispute with the company over the planned closure of the site, the trade union Unite has said. In February, Glen Dimplex announced a massive restructuring of its Irish operations, including the consolidation of a number of its sites, with 300 redundancies expected in the coming years. The company said it was making these changes, as well as investing €50 million across its operations, so it could focus on low-carbon heating ventilation solutions for homes and businesses. It said at the time it would reduce the number of sites it had across the island of Ireland from 5 to 3. The sites are were located in Newry and Portadown in Armagh, two sites in Dunlear in County Louth, with a sales and distribution operation in Clochrane near Dublin Airport. Ellie Donnelly in the Business Post reports that Paul McGlade, the founder of Therapy Clinics, Pygmalion and formerly Champion Sports, has passed away after a short illness at the age of 69. The Belfast-born McGlade was described by his family as one of Ireland's finest and most fearless entrepreneurs. His working life began modestly in the markets in Northern Ireland, where he developed an appetite for retail. He moved to Dublin in the late 70s and shortly afterwards established Apollo, a store on Moore Street that revolutionised the city's retail sector, becoming a mecca for bargain seekers. McGlade launched Champion Sports just as the craze for all things sports related was taking off globally, and it grew into a colossus that dominated the Irish sports retail sector for years.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.